This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Going Global in Enterprise, where we speak to promising local tech companies about how they became regional and global players. The used car market in the ASEAN region has been growing year after year, with more dealers and buyers actively buying and selling. Buyers and sellers both want a fast, convenient and transparent process. And here to talk about an online platform that makes selling pre-owned cars exactly that, fast, fair, free, is Eric Cheng, CEO and co-founder of Carson. Eric, you've been interviewed by BFM on our breakfast grill back in December 2015, when Carson was only 8 months old. Now, how would you say Carson has progressed or developed since your last visit here? And of course, you've grown to Southeast Asia's largest and fastest growing used car selling platform. So, last 3 years, tell me.
Of course, for the last 3 years, even for the first interview, what people know about Carson is really we are a car buying website. But of course, within the 3 years, we have done so many things. We have pivoted the business to be a car selling platform. So now we help consumers to auction their cars in an online environment to the dealers on a nationwide basis. And since then, we have expanded from Malaysia to Indonesia, Thailand, and Singapore. So right now, we are active in 4 countries within Southeast Asia, and we are the largest used car auction platform in the region.
Okay, now a little bit about yourself, though, prior to starting Carson. Are you in advertising? How did you make that transition?
Well, I think being on the in a digital advertising front made me exposed to everything digital. And of course, that helped me in gaining understanding and knowledge to market a business or a product out. So when I first started Carson, I was having a discussion. That's before, right? Having a discussion with my co-founder. So we were colleagues back then. So we are inspired by many startups locally and in the region that they are trying to tackle a pain point and issue in the market. So we set out to research and understand, you know, what would be a good pain point to tackle. So eventually we saw that the automotive industry at that time, even now, for example, is still very traditional. So a lot of part of the transaction process is ineffective, so lack the efficiency and transparency. So hence, when we start off the business, is to really tackle the pain points in the market.
Okay, when you say ineffective, right, where in this process where it's most ineffective?
Definitely on the trading process, yeah. So I think what is existing in the market is it helps you to find a car buyer for your car, but they don't necessarily help you to run an inspection on your car. They don't help you cater for ownership transfer, payment, and all these other things, right? So what Carson did was to speed up the entire transaction process, sort of like an end-to-end, from inspection to putting up, get a best price in the entire country. And then once the offer is locked in, we help you to also transact the car, ownership transfer, and payment to you. So all this can be done within a day, which is easily the fastest in anywhere.
Okay, and conventionally, it would take how long?
Oh, easily would be a few weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, a few weeks to a day, right?
Yeah.
Now, okay, I know you've been asked this a million times, but what is your definition of Carson and the services it provides?
So we aim to reinvent the whole car trading experience. Started off with helping you to sell the cars because on the other hand, the dealers are also having difficulty to source for inventory. So typically they will send, brokers will send cars to them via WhatsApp or online chat. But those cars are not being inspected thoroughly. And at the same time, it comes from only one or two inconsistent sources. So what we did was to create a sourcing platform. So the dealers on one hand, able to get inventory on a daily basis, and on the other hand, help the sellers to get a good price because we have like 3,000 dealers in the region bidding for your car.
Okay.
So that, yeah.
When you say inconsistent sources, how come?
So the brokers, so the market of trading is very much dominated by the brokers before, right? So these are individual brokers coming from the dealerships, or they could be an independent person that does brokering for car trading, right? So, but they're not equipped with the knowledge of giving you the condition of the car, and yet at best they could give you maybe 5 to 10 cars per day. So as a dealer, you need to, you know, invest costs into partnering with multiple brokers on the ground to get consistent source of supply.
Mm.
Yeah, so we built a platform to consolidate all the inventory into one platform, and that is by, you know, providing the end-to-end service to consumers.
All right, and what is your role in growing Carson to what is today? Obviously, you started out just in Malaysia, and you know, have you been very much involved in it growing regionally?
Yeah. Well, the vision for the company at the very beginning is to create a Southeast Asia company, because we know when we tackle a pain point in the market, it doesn't just apply to Malaysian, it applies to Indonesian, Singaporean, or even Thai. So we have the plan to execute it in a regional basis. So in the first 12 months, we have started off the business to also look for talent locally in other countries. So the key is to provide a similar service that benefit the consumers and the dealers at the same time. And this has been proved to be one of the very successful strategy that we have applied.
Did the business model change from the first time to what it is today?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it was a car buying website, like during the first interview 3 years ago. We were there to help people to buy cars, but then we don't realize that as much of a pain point, because you can easily buy a car from any dealerships, right? But we have so many requests coming to our platform that, you know, ask us to sell a car for them. So that is when we thought about, you know, helping people to sell the cars using a service that could, you know, make it a lot more seamless in the entire process.
Right. It's like listening to your customers and then finding out, what the pain point is. Sometimes we offer something, but the customers want something else.
Exactly.
And be willing to change and what is your business model? I mean, where does the money come in for you guys?
Yeah, so the interesting part of the business is completely free to anyone who's looking to sell a car. So typically, we take a fee from the buyers, which are the dealers that we partner with in our network. So this provides the sellers to a free service, but at the same time, we also help them in the entire process. So the fees are taken from the buyer's part.
Okay, and then working with the different countries, what's different and what's challenging in each of these countries?
I think firstly, the challenge is always in localizing the platform in other countries. So the pain points are similar, but of course, when you navigate into, you know, for example, your marketing push, how the platform works, and the people that is on the ground, so all these are very different. Yeah, so it's still fragmented to the extent that we need to gain a lot of market intelligence before, you know, executing and scale the business from there.
Can you give an example? How is it different? Like in the case of maybe Thailand and Malaysia, what is different?
So between Malaysia and Thailand, language is already a barrier.
Okay.
So since most of the top leadership team is coming from Malaysia, because this is the HQ. So we needed to find people who can speak to us in English, or people who could understand Thai in another way. And that sort of limit the talent pool that we can have, right? Mm. So, and obviously that would be a pain point, because most of us are not so familiar with the Thai talent market, the talent pool. So it takes a bit of time for us to build up the entire experience.
But I guess when people look at the site in Thailand, it's in Thai, obviously. It's in that local language, right?
Yeah. So
you mentioned a bit marketing, right? How do people find you? Is it largely, I guess, online marketing?
Yeah, yeah. So we spend a lot on the digital advertising, which is our forte as well. So that would always be the first point of contact with from us to the consumers. But lately, we've been also pushing a lot of ATL, for example, like billboards, radio, car reps event, so to boost awareness locally with an offline presence. So that helps build up the brand presence, not just online, but also in the offline environment.
And that's the thing, right? Even though it's online, there is still the need for above the line. There's still a need for billboards and that sort of thing to sort of make your presence felt.
That's for sure, yeah. So I think that is very important, that you have like a holistic approach when it comes to reaching your customers. Online certainly helps you to reach many people, measurable as well. But you cannot deny the fact that, you know, a lot of ATL offline campaigns are very successful at the same time.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about competition and quality control in just a moment. I'm here with Eric Chang from Carsem. You're listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Business filled minds, BFM 89.9.
This is Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here. We're going global. I'm here with Eric Chang, co-founder and CEO of Carsem, talking about the expansion in Malaysia and, of course, across the region as well. In terms of this space, competition, who else is playing in this space?
We started to see many, of course, players coming up to do the same thing, whether it's here or Singapore or even Indonesia, for example. So I think it's definitely a good thing because what they have accomplished at the same time is that they first verify the business model works. It's something that the consumer needs. On another level, also, they help educate the market. So we actually benefit from, you know, having these competitions on the ground to help us build awareness because ultimately is the best product would become the go-to platform, right? So what we focus on is to build the best product in the market.
And it keeps you on your toes having competition as
check
well.
And balance, yes.
Yeah, and barrier to entry for this sort of business, high, low?
Well, it's not hard to actually create a platform like this. Yeah, so the actual barrier when it comes to this kind of business model is really to build a scalable tractions when it comes to executing. So a lot of us has saw that many platforms come and go, mainly because operationally it's very heavy. You have a lot of understanding between the markets here and there. So you need really strong talents to help you execute.
Okay, and also in terms of quality control, you have your inspection centres. And I understand you currently have three custom inspection centres in KL, in Kelana Jaya, Oaklang Road, and Tesco Extra in Ampang. Do you have plans for more inspection sites?
Yeah, so we are also already in Johor, and we're opening another two more within Klang Valley, which is Layang Puchong by end of this year, and another two more between Johor, Penang as well. So by in the 6 months' time, basically, we would have about close to 10 in Malaysia alone. Other countries at the same time, we are opening very quickly as well, between 5 to 10 every quarter. So that's part of the plan to reach out to more consumers.
Is it easy setting up these sites? I'm imagining that it's easy to set up a site by finding people.
Yeah, finding people is always hard. Yeah, so what we did was to have training classes within the organization and partner with colleges to absorb new candidates and so on. So that is part of the plan. But expanding in terms of the cost to set up an inspection center is not a lot. So that is part of the thing that we've been doing aggressively.
Okay, how do you ensure efficiency and effectiveness or consistency in these inspection sites?
Quality control is very important. We tend to open in areas where it's highly concentrated with car population. So hence, when we talk about expansion for inspection centres, it's always started with the capital like KL, Jakarta and Bangkok. Subsequently, we roll in other cities that we deem as a high potential to reach out to customers. Of course, when it comes to training people, QC is very important, right? So you don't want to do wrong in your car inspection, which result into dealers complaining your inventory. So we have guidelines, training every now and then to ensure that it's always at the best.
All right. And in terms of pricing, how do you ensure, fair pricing?
So we have a huge pricing database right now due to so many activities when it comes to auctioning the cars, right? So most of the car models that we have tons of pricing data to understand what is the market trend, the depreciation, and so on. So that helps us to understand, firstly, how much to price a car, and subsequently, looking at the car condition, we would tell you what is the fair price.
Okay. What have, in the 3+ years that you've done this, right, what have been some of the challenges as an entrepreneur? What have you discovered about yourself?
Well, I think firstly, not just myself, but everyone in my company right now, we are doing something that has never been done before. It's something very new. So every day is a new challenge because we are faced with decision to make sure that we can continue grow very quickly. So it is never easy to translate that kind of culture into everyone's in the organization. Yeah. So one of the big thing right now is we try to build a strong company culture that keeps everybody on the same page.
Okay. Back on the breakfast grill many years ago, you said you'd like to enter Australia, but you were not able to do so. What happened there?
So at the end of the day, we felt that Australia, first of all, is a good market for cars. There's a lot of cars on the ground, but it's always good to look at whether we can expand into new countries at the same time. So we deemed Australia, first of all, too far away from where we could operate. So instead of expanding beyond, we focus very much in the countries that we're in, which mostly are in Southeast Asia. So it's important to find the right people to run a business for you, especially when it comes to a new market.
Okay, so Australia is still on the cards, but not just yet.
Well, I think we tend to look at us as a Southeast Asia company.
Okay, and there's heaps of opportunity in this part of the world as well. You're currently working with MDEC on their GAIN program, and I know like with GAIN, they look at helping their partners with visibility, market access, money, and mentorship. So how are you leveraging, on working with MDEC?
I think this is one of the great way to, you know, for us to work with MDEC, especially when being online is just not enough. You need to have your presence in, offline, especially like radio, anywhere that you could get visibility. So company like us, we are trying to grow. We are startups, so we want more people to be aware of us, of our service, or what we do. So this is definitely a great experience for us to get more exposure.
Okay, so visibility is the main thing for you as well. What about market access? Have they come in to help you in that way?
So I think locally in Malaysia, that have helped us a lot to actually introduce us to the right parties to do collaboration meaningfully. And of course, we hope to get the same in other countries too.
Okay. And in terms of expansion, right, how will you continue to capture the emerging use market? I mean, how much more is there to tap? Plenty.
Well, first of all, the car market in Southeast Asia is extremely large. We are not even 1% of the market, even though we are already leading by all the volumes, right? So our goal is to really grow much faster in the next 12 months. Mm-hmm. And our goal remain to be the same, to serve the consumers, serve the dealers, but at the same time, able to build a sustainable business model.
Okay, what do you think we can see in 2019? So that when we interview you next, and you said this in 2019.
Yeah, we have, evolved from a car buying website to a used car selling platform. So from here, we started to actually look into other parts of the supply chain. Mm-hmm. So there's a few more products that in a pipeline that we will be launching, which include like financing, insurance, all things that related to a car transaction. Our goal is to really reinvent the entire industry to make it a lot more digitalized.
All right. Thanks for being with us again. I've been speaking to co-founder and CEO of Carsome, Eric Cheng. For more information on the MDEC GAIN program, head on over to their website, which is mdec.my/gain. Going Global is brought to you by the MDEC GAIN program, building global tech champions. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.